Of all the dangers our soldiers face in Iraq right now,
the number one threat over there is explosive devices.
VA Dr. Steve Hunt says improved medical care in the field and in hospitals is helping many survive those attacks.
But they will often have very severe injuries to limbs or spinal cord injuries or head injuries.
Injuries it'll take time to recover from or learn to live with.
The doctor, we were talking about my family and stuff.
In a wheelchair now, Sergeant Michael Bouyas lost most of both legs in a roadside bomb.
I didn't really think about it a whole lot. I just figured we'd make it. One way or another.
He draws strength from his wife, Carrie, and their three boys.
I might not be here if it wasn't for them.
They're helping Dad cope in a way little boys do, like talking about that mustache you tried to grow once.
Yeah.
Did you like the mustache?
No.
You did?
Has Dad really changed?
Not really.
Still Dad, huh?
Yeah.
Their Central Washington neighbors pitched in, too.
Our community has helped us build a house.
One that's wheelchair accessible.
They really came together.
Each giving what he could.
$10 here, $20 there.
My dad got blew up in Iraq.
But then no gesture is too small.
Rub his legs.
Even a pat on the legs from your four-year-old. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710, Cairo Close Up.